Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the importance of becoming a regular, systematic reader of the New Testament. By regular reader, I mean reading every day or as close to that as possible for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever time you can set aside. Systematic means reading it through from start to finish. And I'm trying to give you reasons to do this. And this week we're focusing on the fact that the Word of God will give us hope for the future and courage for the present. Perilous times are coming on the earth, because the return of the Lord is near, and the devil is ramping up his efforts to oppose the kingdom of God on this earth. It's already Friday, so I'm not going to review really at all, because I have a lot I want to get out today. So let's just get right to it. I realize that lessons like this don't seem practical for those of us who have real problems, but you have to understand that even though it's 2,000 years since Jesus was here on this earth and we live in a modern world, none of the satanic opposition to the kingdom of God that's described in the Bible has gone away. In fact, it's ramping up. The Bible is clear that Satan will attempt to hold on to his kingdom on this earth. See, when Adam sinned, he obeyed the devil and disobeyed God. And in doing so, he turned his God-given authority in the earth over to the devil, and the devil became the god of this world, small g. Now, the Lord immediately spoke to the devil and said, "The Redeemer is coming, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to break your hold on mankind in the earth." And since that time, the devil has attempted to thwart the coming of God's kingdom. I gave you some examples yesterday of that, and we could do whole lessons on this. But see, the return of Jesus is very near, and the devil, the scripture makes it clear, he is attempting and will attempt to hold on to his kingdom on this earth. He's going to offer the world his counterfeit of the true Prince of Peace, the rightful king of this earth, the being we know is Antichrist. He will preside over a worldwide system, a worldwide government, economy, and religion, and inspire the people of earth who follow him to oppose the rightful king. Revelation 13 makes that clear. Now that condition, I've been a Christian over 40 years, and when I first became a Christian and somebody told me this stuff, I knew nothing about the second coming of Jesus. The church that I was raised in really didn't make any reference to it. When I first heard this stuff, I remember clearly thinking, I know I'm saved and I love church and I love going to church, but you people are crazy. I'm just being honest. But as I became a Bible reader, I realized that what they're talking about is in there. And in these 40 years that have come and gone since then, it's been stunning to see world circumstances and conditions set up and come together in exactly the way they're described in the Bible. See, this world government, economy, and religion ruled over by a leader put in place by the devil isn't going to come out of a vacuum. Events are moving this direction even now, and they're going to continue to do so. The stage is being set for a worldwide government and a false religion. And our lives, even us, true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, are and will be increasingly affected by this momentum. We talked last week that Jesus said these years will be characterized by religious deception. And the New Testament writings were written in part to tell us who Jesus is and what he did and how we should live in the light of it. We need this information now more than ever, because all kinds of philosophies are challenging who Jesus is. There are all kinds of people that say, of course, I believe in Jesus. I love Jesus. I have great respect for him. He's a wonderful teacher. He was a prophet. He was a good teacher, and he did function in the office of a prophet. But friends, he's more than that. He's God, God incarnate, God become a man without ceasing to be God. He did not come to teach us to love one another. We can't do it without a transformation of our nature. He came to die for our sin, to pay the price for it, so we could be justified or made right with God and born of Him. Now, Jesus also said that these years will be characterized by lawlessness. Let me read Matthew 24, verses 11 and 12. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity there comes from a word that means lawlessness. Let me read a couple of translations there. The New English Bible says, many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. And as lawlessness spreads, men's love for one another will grow cold. Through the 60s counterculture revolution, many societal restraints were removed, and the seeds of deception and lawlessness inundated society like never before. Deception in the form of rejecting objective truth entered in. Truth has become whatever I feel it to be. You have your truth, I have my truth. See, that's deception. That's a lie. To be deceived means to believe a lie. Objective truth is found in Almighty God, His Son Jesus Christ, and His written revelation, the Bible. Deception in the form of rejecting objective truth entered in the 60s, and lawlessness in the form of rejecting authority. I grew up in the 60s. I remember the 60s well. I'm tail end of the hippie generation here. Respect for authority was replaced with, I don't have to do it if I don't feel like it. That abounds in our culture now. See, we think of lawlessness in connection with the end times as sort of a Mad Max scenario. Crazy people driving around in cars, hunting people. But it's way more than that. Lawlessness is rejecting authority. And rejection of authority has been going on increasingly since the 60s. Paul actually called the final world ruler a man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. And he, along with John, made it clear that the power behind this final man of sin, this man of lawlessness, was already at work in their day. Let me read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against authority, is already at work in the world. Satan works in the world through his children of disobedience. The Bible calls them unbelievers, tares, sons of the devil. He works through them, influencing them and directing them as he seeks political control and as he seeks their worship. There are two types of restraints on human behavior. There's restraints from within, where you control yourself, and there are restraints from without, where outside forces control your behavior. Now, men apart from Christ, men who have not yet been born again, and women too, men and women apart from Christ are wicked and lack inner restraints. But society can hold that in check to a degree. That's why we have laws. That's why we have jails. That's why we have consequences if you break a law. And up until the 60s, there were cultural restraints. I grew up at a time when, and some of you, depending on if you're older than me, I'm in my mid-60s, people older than me grew up with, you don't kiss before you're married. Then it got to, you can kiss before you're married. Then it got to, you can do other stuff before you're married. And finally, you can sleep together before you get married. And though that thinking has pervaded the culture. When I was in high school, there was a cultural influence that said, don't have sex before marriage. It had really nothing to do with my moral belief or my church upbringing. It was just, you didn't do it. But that restraint has been removed. That's an example of what I mean. I wasn't born again growing up. I didn't become a Christian until I was 24. So I didn't have the inner restraint to keep me from acting in an immoral way, but there was an outward restraint. Well, over the past 40 to 50 years, outward restraints have been increasingly removed. And as societal restraints have been progressively removed, outward restraints on behavior have been removed, leading to greater deception and lawlessness. That's exactly what Jesus said would happen. But see, what that is doing is producing crazy times. That's what Paul said would happen in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said times would be perilous because of the behavior of people. And he lists all these different behaviors. People will be utterly self-centered, greedy, proud, undutiful, ungrateful, irreverent, unholy. They will consider nothing sacred. They'll be without natural affection. Increasingly, you're hearing about kids killing their parents. And parents have been killing their babies for quite a long time. Mothers have been doing that. Irreconcilable and implacable. They'll have no self-control. They'll be false accusers, slanderers, malicious gossips. They'll be despisers of those who are good. Betrayers, reckless, proud, lovers of pleasure rather than God. They will act as if they are religious, but they'll reject the power that makes them godly. Here in the Western world, we're seeing the fruit of several generations of kids raised under the philosophy in the public school system that the most important thing is their self-esteem. They've not heard the word no spoken to them. They've never learned how to deal with conflict, loss, or disappointment. They have no respect for authority. They aren't grateful for what they have. And most of them have never darkened the door of a church. And as a result, more and more and more society is becoming chaotic and violent. That is going to continue. As God works out his plan to have a family, it's being opposed by the devil, and it has been since the beginning of time. If you don't understand this, the events around us could be terrifying. But accurate knowledge from the Bible is a source of courage and hope for us. It protects us from deception by telling us who Jesus is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. It is the standard for objective, eternal, absolute truth. It builds our faith in God's power and help. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, in the context of the return of Christ, said, we're kept by his power through faith. The Word of God gives us wisdom on how to navigate through the lawlessness that's increasingly rampant around us. And it helps us recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit, giving us specific instructions on what to do and where not to go and where to go. You need to become a regular reader of the New Testament. Lots more next week.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.